Well, it's not too often that we have somebody, classic rock artist, that passed away, and that one person is in studio right now, entertainment medium, Stacey Lynn Cripps. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much for coming.
Be very skeptic on this.
Absolutely.
You know? Now, why to actually believing that this is true, that you've been contacted by, let's say, Rick Ocasek from The Cars just weeks ago, he passed away.
Mm-hmm. So, it's in the feeling. I give spiritual reading from their loved ones. For their families, that it's them. And when they feel that, they know that it's very healing for them. I'll say grief much easier, knowing that they're still with them in spirit, helping them. But the Rick Ocasek did by entertainers in spirit for 8 years.
When you say contacted,
yes.
What do you mean by that?
Spiritually, I can see, hear, and feel them in the afterlife.
Okay.
So they will come to me in my dream state. They'll wake me up with their songs in the morning. They'll bring me signs galore throughout the day. And they really come through strong in meditation and in spiritual readings. So what happened with Rick is, well, I've got many over there that I've worked with their families. Whitney Houston, I've given spiritual readings from them to their families and to their managers.
So, for instance, what did Rick Ocasek say?
Yeah, what did he say?
So, Rick started playing his music when I was falling asleep. I know that they connect with me immediately. He woke me up the next morning with song. I went into meditation. He was right there. He was accompanied by Prince and Tom Petty, who had already connected with me for the last number of years. And
so he buddied up already with Prince?
He buddied up. Prince is like a guide for me over there. He brings a lot of people because I've given readings from him to his family.
Is he still a snappy dresser, Prince?
He's still snappy. Yes, very snappy. He always shows up in different garb every time I see him. So he's, yeah, very smug and very spiritual too. He's very spiritual here. So he can actually blend really, really fluidly with me and bring me word for word.
Now, do you have conversations with them, or is
yes.
this in your? I mean, are you talking physically, like is your mouth moving, or
no,
are you just talking
it's
mentally?
More in my spirit, telepathically.
Okay.
Okay. So mindfully, and when Rick came through in meditation, he said, "I'd like for you to give a message to my all." But before he did that, he brought a bunch of evidence. So he said he was happy to be reunited with his bandmate of many years.
Okay.
He showed the Big Ben clock in London. I didn't know what that was about, but he showed it. And then he said, I'm going to connect you with someone. And I said, okay, great. And he mentioned the name Lee. He wanted Lee. And so we spent some time in meditation for me. I said, yeah. He said, just let him know thanks for the ride. And he was he's very poetic and very metaphoric, is what he said in his writing.
So did you realize who he was talking about?
No.
Okay.
So then later that day, I get a phone call, and what Spirit will do, they will orchestrate me meeting their people. They will set up situations very holistically where I meet their people. And I get a phone call from a man that I'd worked with, a dad by the name of Matt Horowitz, whose son had passed away years ago, and I had worked with his family, and I know them very well. And he said, you're not going to believe this. I saw your post. He said, I know Rick. He said, I was actually on a summer tour with him with my band back in the 80s. And then I shared with him, his band was called The Detours, and I shared with him what Rick had brought through about Big Ben. He said, well, Ben was in his band. Or
why wouldn't he just say Ben? Why would
because,
he show a picture of a
well,
clock?
So because I actually connected to the name Ben.
Okay.
With the Big Ben clock.
All right.
He knows I'm going to bring that through and share that with somebody. But they do bring names. He brought the name Lee. As soon as I mentioned it, Matt started screaming on the phone.
He was wearing Lee jeans.
Lee was the roadie manager.
For real.
That's right.
For real.
Okay. This
for real. He's still living.
He's still living.
Thanks for the ride. Lee was the roadie manager.
This is Stacey Lynn Cripps. She's an entertainment medium, if you're wondering, if you just tuned in, like, who this is. So she was contacted by Rick Ocasek from The Cars. You were also contacted by Tom Petty, is that true?
Yes.
Tom Petty. What did Tom Petty
have
to say?
Yeah, what did he
say?
Yeah, so Tom Petty set me up in a situation where I was giving a spiritual reading to a musician,
mm-hmm.
and this man named Les Paul came through. Who invented the electrical guitar, which I did not know. But the musician that I was reading for, Les Paul was his mentor. And they were very good friends. They were at the Grammys together. And Les Paul brought through this entire memory of the Grammys with this guy and how they met Slash and everything else. Then Tom Petty came through and started speaking to him at that time. And he was a huge fan of Tom Petty's. Later that day, the guy came up to me and said, a woman just came up to my booth and said, I'm wearing guitar earrings from Tom Petty's guitar. So that was an immediate sign for him that Tom had connected earlier that day in a spiritual reading.
Does Petty ever give you any lottery numbers?
He doesn't. Yeah? Nobody gives
Prince
me any
never
lottery
did
numbers. No.
Aretha Franklin?
No.
David Bowie? Bowie
no.
never gave me lottery numbers
either? I mean, Aretha's pretty hysterical when she connects with me because I'm from Detroit and she's from Detroit.
Okay, when you say connect, is there anything like in the movie Ghost where, like Whoopi Goldberg, where they... where they're talking to her, and you find yourself going, and you're, hey, what are you talking about? Get out of here, Tom. Like, well, I don't know.
Okay, well, I will share what happened with Aretha. So I love Aretha. And on the day she passed, I was doing a post about her. And this is a little freaky, but it's not freaky. I mean, for me, it's very common. Siri went off and said, Franklin's here. And right at
so
that...
So Siri knew, too.
Siri went off.
Holy cow.
And then my... And then I get tingles and chills when spirit's around me, and my whole body filled with chills, and she just started yapping and talking, and she's a very chatty Kathy,
and then
she talked to me for quite a while.
Did you mold clay at all?
No.
Can we talk to somebody? Can you? Is there any way you can connect with someone right now or no?
Let me see. Let me see who's here. Yeah, just give me a second.
Okay, all right, sure.
I need a calm, peace moment to have this connection take place.
Okay.
Right? So I hear Aretha, of course we just spoke about her, and she's like, hi honey, we're all here, what do you want to know? So she's here, and I will speak for her right now, actually. She's mentioning her and everything she wrote in that letter for the will needs to stand, okay? So she's very much about that. She's mentioning that there were courts going on, around that, but she wrote a letter as she was on the bed on the couch about her will. But she's very excited about Jennifer Hudson. She's very excited about her right now, and she's saying that she's nailing it, honey, and I'm with her and I'm singing through her, and she's very excited about that. She's always wanted that to happen.
Is screaming to play a REO Speedwagon song.
Beautiful, yeah. Yeah. Tom, though, is here. I just want to say.
Oh, Tom's here.
Oh, Tom Petty. Tom Petty's here. All right, hold on.
Okay. He just reminded me because I went to a Bob Seger concert this year, and I felt him very strongly there, and Bob showed him up on the screen, and that was a very strong moment. But he is talking about his daughter. He liked to connect with his daughter. And there's, like, this girl that he's showing with really long hair. Very striking, very, very beautiful. He says we're rocking it out over here. We're writing music. He's writing music still.
Where can
through,
he...
Through, okay, he's giving me chills. Okay. He's talking about he's writing music through some young artists right now. Bringing rock back.
Good! We need rock back.
Bringing rock back.
Good!
Okay.
So anybody who comes in here, young artists, he's mentioning especially young artists that are connected to him. He's rocking it out with him. He's saying rocking it out. And what a young artist that came in here and that he's working through him in writing. And
watch.
You guys,
all right, we'll
you
give
guys
her...
will know who this is. Is that right? Because I have chills head to toe.
Oh my God.
Good.
I think so.
All right.
I think we do. Hutch!
Oh, is it Hutch? Is that who it is? All right, well, give our love to Tom Petty.
He's right here.
Give our
hey,
love.
Hey, Tom, high five, baby.
You're giving him an air high five. Real fast, since we're short on time right now, where can they find you, Stacy Lynn Cripps?
Entertainmentmedium.com. And
you have an event?
We have a huge event coming up November 16th at the Chicago Marriott Naperville, the Renew Conference. It's Chicago's first grief and healing conference. We have a lot of award-winning speakers and authors, and a lot of people from Chicago are going to be here who have experienced senseless acts of violence with their children. So Chicago survivors will be there.
Thank you so much, Stacy. Very interesting.
Yeah. Remember the name Kevin Cronin, because if he ever passes away, he's going to find you. He's going to jump the line over Prince, over Tom Petty. Everybody's going to go someday, Jill. I'm just saying. Remember Kevin.
Kevin Cronin. Got it. Right here. I got it right here.
He'll show you the house from Home Alone. It's 97.1 FM The Drive.